We had met AOL about 3 months prior to them deciding to actually build on Windows 8, and we jumped on the opportunity when they said we were looking for someone to build the Huffington Post on the Windows 8 platform. They wanted deep integration into their current platform, making sure that we weren't just pulling a web view of their current website and integrating that into the app, but actually building protocol to integrate with APIs so that it was actually serving up information from their backend so that the app could be quick and responsive. And then making sure that the user experience is simple, it falls in lines with what Windows 8 is great at, which is simplicity. One of the things that we love about Windows 8 is the speed that you get when you're developing. If we look at other projects that we're building for other platforms, they traditionally take longer. I don't know if I can say it's just because we had a hard deadline and we only had a month that we were able to build it in a month, but I think there's a lot of great tools out there for developers and for designers. We obviously followed most of the best practices for the Windows 8 platform. Some of those were PCL and MVVM. Basically, they allow a developer to build for Windows 8, but also look at how that is extended into Windows Phone. Microsoft spent a lot of time building up a great support community around building on Windows 8. They have key people for you to work with on projects of interest. I think that the people themselves are knowledgeable. It's great to put a face behind the person that you're talking to, and not just be straight email relationships. And that they're really passionate about making Windows 8 successful. When you get a whole bunch of passionate people together on a brand new platform, I think that that's a really good starting point to build something great.